break down to how much per square foot. Me say, that's all.
No, I haven't broken it down to that.
But that's what we want. That's
why do you need it? The global picture is that the land was valued at X, and the government was able to get Y for it.
Mr. Ellis.
Mr. Of the Ellis, 35 acres.
Mr. Ellis, listen to me carefully. A piece of rock at the corner of Orange Hill, down behind God Back, was a hot topic for between $65 and down to $35 per square foot. A piece of rock someplace that you don't pass to regular. No, you got...
You got to deal with the valuation.
But that's all I'm saying.
But we just told you that what the valuation was supposed to. The valuations done range from between $3 million to $5 million, with various best case and worst case scenarios.
And nothing written work out to nothing per square foot.
Well, you could work it out yourself.
No, I got like figures. I could work out. I got figures already.
Well, you can give them to me now, or are you going to wait?
No, you said you weren't taking the numbers from me.
All right.
Don't come down on Pakistan.
Well,
stick to your guys.
Let's move on then.
Well, if you're ready to run away, Miss Ellis, feel free to run away.
Let's move on. What else is there on the table?
Well, no, you remember, you know, Miss Ellis, I told you, when you get the footage per square foot, you can come from the back of the class.
Well, I'm worried about that.
So I don't know if you
I don't need to worry about back or front or the middle of the class where this is concerned. Let's move on then. Thank you. Down to brass tacks.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
You know, they're here enjoying the program, and I just got turned off. Seriously? Your first three callers, I was really paying lots of interest in what I was saying. But I know get turned off. Seriously, and I really seriously tell you. I know that kind of nonsense, back and forth foolishness. Look.
I must tell you, is one of the aspects of brass tacks that I'm trying to run away from, to escape from that kind of silly back and forth. It doesn't make any sense. All you need to come here and do is put your position. If there's an alternative position that I see, I will put it. But this thing about trying to test the moderator and trying to challenge the moderator is a waste of time. And there are a lot of people in the country who have no time for it. It turns off people. And I am asking, I've said it before, some of the callers who indulge in that must recognize that to control the program and to improve it in that regard, we have a responsibility. It doesn't make sense.
Right. I seriously now tell you, though, David, I was really started enjoying the program this morning. But, I mean, just that particular call, I mean, it got me feeling. You know, I don't like that sort of thing. Honestly, I get tired with it. Now, your first caller, David, he said that he's got 4 pickups in St. Michael's Central per week.
Yeah, that's what he said. One of the callers said that.
Yeah, that's your first caller. But David, but not even the Prime Minister constantly do you get that amount of pickup.
But he says, well, that's his experience. If the man come and tell you that that's his experience, what are you going to say? You can disprove it?
I had disapprove it, but I got my doubts. 4 pickups. And
well, you can have your doubts, but that's his claim.
I mean, that sounds more than far-fetched to me, even though he may be right, but it didn't sound right to me. Now, he told you that the minister also, Minister Prescott, did not say anything about garbage collection. Now, I remember clearly Minister Prescott came and speak to the press, and he told them the ongoing problem that was going on with the National Union of Public Workers and sanitation and his department concerning overtime with the workers of sanitation. So it was not really truthful to say that the minister did not speak.
Well, when they say that, they're basically asking for a more expansive report to the nation on the problem, given the magnitude of it, given the fact that this has been considered to be one of the mission critical areas.
I know.
And a year after the government has come to office, people are saying that they see no improvement, and some people believe that it's gotten worse.
Right, but I understand that, David, but your minister also said, and that's why I'm waiting, the minister also said there will be 12 garbage trucks coming at the end of next month. So that's why I'm waiting to see when these trucks
But let me ask you something. You really believe that 12 garbage trucks will solve the problem? I mean, if they have, 153 different routes to service, and right now, my information is that they average about 22 trucks in operation in a day. That needs to be, we need to look at that. We also need to look at the wear and tear on the old trucks. We need to talk about the maintenance of the new trucks. We need to talk about additional trucks beyond that, because, you know, at the core of a lot of the criticism is this. The government is raking in more taxes. And the taxes were supposed to fix that problem. So impatience is growing as a consequence of it.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying too. F12 trucks come in next month. Okay? Mm. We got to wait and see how much more trucks will come after next month. After those 12, plus we bring, I think it's 7 or 8 recently.
They just want they want a solution. They want a reduction in the extent to which the garbage is building up and the time that it stays there and that sort of thing. That's what people want.
I understand. So the more trucks you get, the problem will eventually disappear. But saying that, David, I must also tell you, I have a serious problem with what I hear coming from the minister this morning. Because I think what he said, bring this legislation to stop householders or the sanitation, from picking up grass or tree trimmings, it's going to create a tremendous amount of problems for average households.
He can reduce the taxes that people are paying for garbage collection as a consequence.
But that's what he was wondering. But David, I go further. Now, let me tell you what would create a problem for someone like me. I look after a property in St. James. I have a guy with an entrepreneur. He cut the grass and trimmed the hedge for me. This guy do not have a truck, David. I do not have a truck. So therefore, when he finishes his job, he will bag it off in a decent way and just put it outside the house, and sanitation normally pick it up. Now, if this comes to the point where this legislation will stop this, it would create a serious problem for me. It would cause me now to go back to burning. I hate to say this. But it would cause me then to put it in the back of some car or something like that and dump it somewhere. Because if it can't get the landfill, I must find somewhere to put the grass and the trimmings.
Because so it also means that you can't even hire a private hauler to pick it up.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do with it? I mean, this to me, that don't make sense at all. And I want to remind the minister of something. It is impacting on the small, poor black man in Barbados.
Right, because you tell people to be entrepreneurs. I mean, you find a guy go and buy a weed whacker or a lawnmower, cutting grass to supply his family with needs, whatever. I mean, the guy ain't have enough money to buy a truck or a van. And even as I mentioned to you, even if he buys something, where would he put it after he cut these trees, the fence or the grass for me? I mean, you're putting these people at a great disadvantage, and I do hope the government would decide not to deal with this legislation. Do not go there at all. Now, let me deal with squatters.
Before you get to the squatters, this is an important statement from the Barbados Water Authority. The Barbados Water Authority wishes to sincerely apologize for the inconvenience which its customers in some northern and eastern sections of the island continue to experience as a result of water outages. Elvin Jordan, Acting Director of Engineering at the BWA, has indicated that several factors are affecting the authority's ability to properly service some St. Joseph, St. John, St. Thomas, and St. Andrew districts. The situation, which has resulted in outages, has arisen as a result of 1. Prevailing reduced rainfall conditions, which have caused further reduction in water supply well levels at the Bowmanston, Applewaits, and Sweetvale locations. 2. As a result of the above, further significant reduction in pumping into the distribution systems supplied by these wells and reservoirs has occurred at facilities which in turn feed the affected areas. 3, the ability to deliver water is periodically affected by electrical outages by the Barbados Light and Power. And 4, failure of the pumping equipment may also occur as a result of the power outages. The combination of the above has led to difficulty in getting the distribution systems replenished and sustained. That is a notice from the Barbados Water Authority, or a press release that they have issued. Now, it is much wider than this. It's got a little bit more information, saying that they're doing their best to address the issues and rebalance the distribution network to assist the residents of all affected areas wherever possible. However, none of the solutions is a quick fix, as there's an overall significant reduction in the water available for pumping to these areas. Now, embedded in this statement is something that is going virtually unnoticed: the light and power problems, that they are yet to tell us exactly what is going on. Because here's the Water Authority saying that part of its problem, not all of it, but part of its problem is linked to light and power. Light and power had problems last week and vaguely told us there were issues that they were confronting. What are those issues? Are we entitled to know as customers? And especially if we are going to be affected in one way or the other? Yes, Tallboy.
But the average account is realized by not the service provider seems to have no respect whatsoever for the customers. This going on now for quite a while. So even if Light and Power now decide to demonstrate that sort of behavior too, don't be surprised. Now let me deal with the squatters. Now I spoke to you on Friday concerning the squatters in Rock Hall, David. And you asked me where will I put them if you had to uproot these same squatters. And I told you, I was bold enough to tell you that I would go and bulldoze every single one in the unit, the houses that are constructed up there. Lo and behold, David, I saw in my Saturday Sun squatters up there saying that they are not moving. Now, I must say to you, David, I'm glad to hear that kind of comments coming from the same squatters. Because if you can have a government who appear to be so caring to people who flout the laws of this land, and don't tell me don't mention nationalities, because a lot of them is not nationals of Barbados.
Not the majority, though.
But lots of them are the ones that...
The Prime Minister said only 20%.
David, listen to me. The ones that was interviewed in the Nation newspaper who said they were not going to move is not nationals. It's the Vincentians, Jamaicans, and Guyanese. They're the ones that the Nation interviewed. I mean, if people could be so ungrateful, their government could be so caring to offer them, giving them loans or grants, and they got the audacity to come and say that they are not moving. I believe Town Country Plan need to go up there, take a notice, get a period of time, and if they don't move, let me tall boy the bulldozer, and I will do the job. There's no way that you should go up people just come out here, flout the laws of this land, and could be so bold to come and tell the government that they are not moving. Are you going to sit idle by and allow this?
But why are you only singling out the people who are non-nationals when they are
only
20%?
Yeah, but not only non-nationals.
I think that people are incensed by it across the board. There are many people who don't like the message that is being sent here. And, you know, they expect that the government will do the right thing.
Well, even the Barbados who are there squatting, I will mow down every single structure they got up there, David, because government offering their land, you know. And apart from offering their land, you get them loans, and you get them grants, and you got people in down, as I mentioned, down 6 men who occupy that land, own the land, and up to now the land owner down there or her family can't get a single cent. And you're going to get be so grant, I mean, and you're going to grant these people getting grants and loans. And they got the nerves to say they ain't moving. Let me the bulldozer, and I'll do the job.
Tall boy, the bulldozer.
Thank you, David.
All right. Are you there? Yes. Sir, are you there?
Yes.
Well, tell me, what is on your mind?
We would like a little help.
Right? We would like to be able to look. If it's difficult to get a house and get land. And you know, people will get on the radio and say this and say that, but they don't know what is the reason why we are living up here and why we are squatting.
Well, tell me.
We have some serious situations.
We want to hear. Tell me what is the other side of this story.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not hearing you clearly.
Well, what we will do is call you back because this thing isn't too reliable. So we're going to call you back because we want to hear this story. What's the other side of it? In the meantime, we'll go on to another call. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Good morning, Miss Alice.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm well. And you?
Well, there's always room for improvement, but I'm okay, thanks. Now, there are a number of things I wanted to rush through, and then I finish up my latter point. I must agree with anti-American in respect to the rent paid out and the government buildings that are available. Some time ago, I conceptualized an idea, and I know it can work. It could have worked. It can still work. It can be someone's legacy as to taking up all of the government buildings currently, get them refurbished, and gradually shift out of that money they're paying on rent. I'm going to do the buildings as they are refurbished. It can be a legacy for some person. It can be. That isn't rocket science. And I like the idea. I've been relentless talking about the old hospital, the general hospital. And the thing that is indelible is that there's a building there in the whole compound that is refurbished and nicely done. That can show the potential of the whole area. You know the building. I refer to this building all the years. That building is something to do with Tercentenary School or something. In the corner to the... Where are you going down to Swing?
This has been... It is now named after Sir Errol Warren.
Well, right. That building. Shows the potential of all the existing buildings there. I'll say something too. You see that big wooden structure that used to be the pier ward? That lumber. Next 50 years that will still stand there because there's the good old time spruce wood. That the only paint will kick up, but the actual wood. There's none you can get now that will pass that. And that building's been there in that kind of condition for some time and it still remains because there's the good stuff. The big wooden building on the, when you're going to the side by the, to go across the Catholic Church. That whole complex there has real potential. I, for one, I'm not for the idea of the building at the corner to, how much greenery you can get there if you take down that big corner building there, which is the Farmer National Insurance building. You see what I'm trying to say? I don't know how much greenery you can create there, how much enhancing you can done there can be done there. The question was asked if you can move the fire station equally. There are certain things that are debatable. And I like your stance when you say that you will like persons to come and put their perspective and you will put an alternative. But that other displayed, I agree with you with that. It doesn't matter. And some people are big arts and they can't come around to understanding. They like to seem to think nothing has been wrong in the last 10 years. Nothing at all was wrong and whatever. And there's the evidence of. So I ain't going to knock out myself with that. Now, two, I'm not getting into the squatter situation because you know that attorney-at-law Douglas Trotman said the squatters do something to the effect that they're not moving. Yesterday's paper, Trotman, land offer. Land offer still on. You with me?
Yes, I'm aware.
Right, good. Now, that's going to be, when everything is said and done, there's going to be a lot of litigation and a lot of law and whatever can come in respect to that. Getting those person moved. So there's a whole set of stuff there that has got to be going into too. Now, I'm going to go on to my substantive point here.
Yeah,
right?
Substantive point after all of this, are you serious?
No, I said I was going to touch on them and then I said laterally it was finished. I said, naturally, I'll finish on what he wants to say.
You know, you ain't got much time, so.
No, I can speed it up. I try to concise. Now, you remember Miss Marley went to the diaspora and she made a presentation as regarding for the 2020, trying to bring in people, et cetera. And she sort of gave a lot of assurances that will get people to gravitate to coming home. Now, there's yesterday's paper got in something about the Saudi deal. You read that one with the visitors.
There's a handful of people who had some complaints.
But let me say to you
how they were treated and the value for money or the lack of value for money. I saw that.
Yeah, but you see that term? I don't like that. No handful of people. Because if it's one too many. So don't tell me no handful. Sorry about that. No handful. If it's one too many. So I am saying, and then the same thing, got Barbados's image is at risk.
Well, let me tell you something. You guys need to stand up when average people in this country also make the complaint, which they do on so many occasions, that they are short.
I don't stand up. I don't stand up.
That they are short-changed.
When you say you take out me.
Charity begins at home. And there are more Barbadians who complain about this, I am sure, than there are likely to people be the visitors who will complain. But in any case, either way, my only point is that either way, it is something that we need to be concerned about.
I'm glad you come around to that and bring it to some semblance of acceptance. Call. You know, when you say you guys need it, not wrong. I am always relentless. I'm very assertive in saying this and saying that as regarding issues.
All right, sir. All right, Rawl. Thank you. There are some people who are asking the Pine Hill Dairy to tell Barbadians what is going on with respect to the absence of certain of their products from supermarket shelves. This person says that one person asked me about milk. This person said, ask somebody at the Pine Hill to confirm what is the situation with respect to evaporated milk. They say it's been missing from the supermarket shelves. But this other person says that they have also found that for the past 4 weeks or so, they have been unable to find the juices. And they really do believe that the Pine Hill Dairy should be saying something about it. Down to brass tacks.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Okay, fine. I already said the doing business is 129
was the figure out of 190, and my recollection
it
remains what it was. Remember, that was in June of last year.
Oh,
that was in June of last year.
So wait. The one that you gave in the news, this which year?
It is 2019. But 2019 really reflects the survey that was done in June of last year. It was not done this year.
2019, but that number came out already in 2019,
the 129. No, the 129 is what they've put out for this year. But as we were told this morning, it reflects on what happened last year. And this is where the government is...
No, because 2018 was 132.
Well, but 2018, no, my recollection of what I saw suggests that in 2018, there was an improvement.
No.
Okay, well.
I think you got to double check that.
All right.
Right? Because I know I got the figures from 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And all the years it went up, in particular from 2017, it was 117. 2018, it went. Jumped to 132. In 2019, it was 129.
Okay.
So I was wondering, this 129, I hear you in the news, which year that was. But because I got 2019, 129. Oh, okay. I guess at some stage later we'll get
that clarified. You know.
Yeah. Now, I remember when Miss Molly spoke about the price at Covely. She spoke specifically to the lots that what was to be where the houses for the students were built. That was the area that she dealt with. Not the whole of Coverley. It was specifically the area, the houses that had to be built to get to the students to occupy, right? I remember this clearly, but you know, some people can't really comprehend. Now, this issue here with the the issue here with the SSA, I hear you saying it's mission critical. But what you, I think, what you mission critical. But what I think is, what you should understand is that, you hear you linked it to the sub course. Now the sub course didn't have a real way or anything. They just had to put the hands to the plow and put in some hard work, some elbow grease and things like that. But in the case of the both the trucks and the transport buses, you have to wait on them. So you can't get a quick fix with the SSA, the improvement. And a couple of things you also got to factor in as well. Now, you remember that was taken, SSA was taken off of the, from the consolidated fund. $65 million that used to come from the consolidated fund to go to the SSA from the budget last year. They're no longer getting that. They're no longer, also, this is important as well. They're no longer working bank holidays.
But they're not getting that. But what about the taxes that we've been paying? The increased taxes. What are you, you're justifying all that is happening right now. And you're coming here.
I'm not justifying.
I can put to you that you come across as though, let me say it to you.
Yes,
you come across as though you're trying to make excuses and you're saying to us that we must settle for this.
No. I'm not saying this.
And nothing better can be done.
I'm not saying. I'm saying, but you also have to take things into consideration. Like just like at least, just like yourself, of course, right? So of course you had sewage on the streets flowing. Now the people get them to the towns to do what they had to do, but they didn't have to wait any equipment coming from overseas. But you gotta wait for the trucks.
So are you saying to us that in the circumstances, better cannot be done, and we should be comfortable with it?
Better can always be done, but this is a process. A process.
All right, let's not take it overnight. Let me say something. Let me put it to you this way.
Right.
When it comes to the transport board, it has been recognized that one fix to it is to work with the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to garbage, we also have an active private sector.
Right.
So isn't that part of the interim measure that needs to be addressed?
But the private sector, we're working with them since the last administration.
Yeah, but if the situation if the situation appears to be even more acute, and from what we are getting from people here, it seems that way, then it requires that that discussion and that collaboration with the private sector may have to be intensified in the interim.
No, but you also got factor. No. I am almost sure that by the end of the week, citing that we're having BWA, we probably have an SSA. Because the government, as they were saying, with the overtime, and as the 5 or 7 days, any 5 days or the 7 days, that will happen. I guess once you get that put on stream, you will also get improvement as well. Because if you're not working the weekend, before, prior they used to work weekends and bank holidays, but they're not working weekends. They're not working in bank holidays. And as I said, they will soon have to probably do like BWA and accept it because they can't afford to pay them. They can't afford to pay them. You've got to work 5 days or 7.
Yeah, but the question is, what price do you pay for what obtains right now? And because they have to come together. They have to look and see how much worse the situation seems to be getting and what measures can reasonably be implemented in the short term to try to ease that situation. You can't tell the public. Look, the Barbados Labour Party came to office and essentially has given Barbadians a greater sense of hope in this way.
Right.
That things that we were being told could not happen have been happening. That the government has said, trust us, we got this.
But,
you understand?
Yeah,
so don't tell me that, you can accept, don't tell me that you can accept that in relation to pulling us back from the brink with devaluation and all of them, the heavy lifting issues that we have had to confront. And now you want to tell me we got to accept this?
The heavy lifting, pulling back from the brink, was only a policy initiative. Pulling us back from the brink, when they came into office, what they did that the previous government refused to do or didn't do anyhow, this go to the IMF. That's pulling us back from the brink. So you don't have available equipment.
So would you accept that the government has been able to demonstrate that it can get some things done that previously we were told were virtually impossible?
Why can't we demand more on this?
Because you can always demand,
but you have to be cognizant of what is happening. You could demand, as I said to you, right? We pull us back from the brink of a collapse, economic collapse. Because all you had to do basically, go to the IMF give you, the loan, then you get other loans coming in and other people supporting you. That's it. You had to wait on any equipment. You can't just go.
So the question of planning and the issues associated with working together and trying to find consensus, those things don't matter. Everything depends upon something coming from abroad. In the interim, you gotta work together.
You put the money, right? The money that they're collecting for the buses. As people saying, you should not pay until the bus comes. I'm sure when Mr. Thompson came to office in 2008, Mr. Thompson put on 60% on the water rates. To this day, the water service didn't improve, but they didn't say that. But there's certain things that you have to get. The funds that are being collected are funds that we purchase the trucks.
Look, I want you to go to doingbusiness.org and look for Barbados and clarify for yourself what I've seen here. Because
what are you seeing there?
Essentially that the ranking remains the same for 2018 and 2019. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, that's all right.
So, well, but that's what I see here. All right.